National Talk Black, it is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dindji country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. And all he is here for your daily yarns, you mob. Now, First Nations Hip Hop Festival, Ngana Burunga, to light up Western Sydney. Now, following the success of last year's show, First Nations Hip Hop Festival, Ngana Burunga, is back in 2023, bigger than ever, showcasing some of Australia's best First Nations hip hop artists in a series to light to live shows and to be remembered. And with that, we're going to talk to one of the artists. We've got Keely. Keely's on the line and talk about the Delhi Festival. Keely, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Sorry, what was that?
Sorry, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from. Where's Keely come from?
I'm Gubby Gubby Grang Grang, an Australian South Sea Islander.
All right, beautiful. So tell us about the festival. Now, you performed last night, did you not?
Yes, I performed at Campbelltown Arts Centre. It was awesome.
Good, fantastic. Tell us about your story, how you got in hip-hop and how long you've been doing this, sister.
Well, I was kind of born into music, you know, black family, so we all get together and sing, but I've been doing music professionally for about 4 years now, and R&B, hip-hop is a natural inclination for me, but I think I'll also be stepping into jazz is sort of, yeah.
Good, fantastic. So I've got a song here lined up that we've got here on our records, Long Along. So
hello?
Tell us about Long Along. You there, Keely? Keely. Lost Keely. Keely there.
Hello?
Keely, no. I'll try and get Keely back. Lost Keely. She's one of the an Indigenous artists, a rap artist, hip-hop artist, performed last night at Campbelltown Arts Centre and at Campbelltown for this year's First Nation Hip-Hop Festival, Ngana Burunga, and that's happening down in Sydney, and they're performing at Sydney as well as, as Bankstown. That's Campbelltown, and then Bankstown, Parramatta, and also Penrith, they're performing over the next 3 days. So it happened, started yesterday, first day, day one was yesterday, operating today, and then tomorrow as well. It's a free concert for all three venues, so yeah, check it out, your mob, and you can go online and find out more information about that. But we'll try and get Keely back and talk about her space there. Keely, you there? Keely? No, Keely not there. Try and get Keely back. Lost Keely again, and just talk about her performance happening yesterday. And look, it's a great platform when you talk about hip hop, which is not our culture's First Nation people, but by any means necessary, we tell our story. And if it's through hip-hop, then so be it. But then again, we black people are very talented, and that's where it operates. We'll try again with Keely. No, Keely's not there. No, not happening with Keely. There it is. Stay tuned, you mob. Add to your conversation. We'll try to get Keely back. Continue that yarn. The National Talk Black 1 hour program come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And we'll try again with Keely. Keely, you there? Hello, Keely?
Hello.
Keely, you there? Can you hear me? Hello, Keely? No? No, I can hear Keely. Keely can't hear me.
Hello?
Hello, Keely? Keely? No go. Oh, Keely, sorry, got some technical problems happening here. But look, with that, let's go to a song. Long Along is what it's called. Keely, have a listen.
Long, 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 dee-hum, dee-hum, dum, dum. Long, 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 dee-hum, dee-hum, dum, dum. Long, 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 dee-hum, dee-hum, dum, dum. See by sea on a fateful day when a little girl watched her heart drift away. All the dreams that she made of finding happiness, had they come to an end, or did they just begin? It was love at first sight. He did. Pray that he low after the island home where she come from. What would her grandfather say if he found out? Gone too far to go back. Where do we go now?
Deadly track. That's a beautiful voice, Keely. And I'm having a yarn with her, but lost her. We'll try and get her back. But Keely, a First Nation hip-hop artist, and that song was Long Along, and she performed last night at Campbelltown. And that's happening at Campbelltown and Parramatta and Penrith over the next 3 days, you mob. Free entry, First Nations hip-hop festival, Nangana Burung, it's called. So do go check it out and see all the Deadly artists. And artists from the likes of A Girl, Prodigal One, Keely, T Breezy, include Briggs, Melishi, Dobby, and Denny. And it's all happening here at the program. And that's happening live here at the program here, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And you can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, well, BBN987FM with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, your mob, too deadly?
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
And yeah, we are the Brisker Sisters, and thank you all for coming.
Chica.
is crazy. Many of the people are dying. In the poor boy, kid is crazy. Bama, bama, poor boy, darling. In the poor boy, kid is crazy. Bama, bama, poor boy. Almighty God, in the poor book, Gero Clary, Bama, Bama, poor book, good of all. In the poor book, Gero Clary, Bama, Bama, poor book, good of all.
One, two, you do, don't get your look at it now. God, amen. You call Jesus, nay, good cheek.
In the poor book, Gero Clary, Bama, Bama.
Tell them all to say it. Don't wait. If you hesitant, I'ma go ahead and take it. Move, mate. Bet you wishing that you didn't miss it, but it's too late. Top spot, we got it covered like a toupee. Yeah, that mean you under me, homie, so have my shoes safe. Okay, let's get the business. Everybody wanna get cocky until the gear shift. And everybody on my team fearless. Baby, on the way, no more waiting, I go to get this. So tell my man I got it, give me a minute with this shit. I guarantee we be popping, got this shit locked in the pocket. Yeah. On the spree we be shopping, whatever we need, I ain't stopping till the day I can cop it. I'm on it. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Tell them get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Now they wanna call and talk a minute, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers, reppin' no one. Get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers, reppin' no one. Go ahead and tell my enemies.
Saying evil apples, bad season, fake days, staying on one. No one networking, ECB, we're the showstoppers. Have knots and palm trees, fuck a road copper. Breaking rules and locking me up. Let's get your G'd up, cold nuts in the heat up. Slow hop when they eat up, low life try to beat us. This for Kalia, my son and my mama Cedar. Your daddy, you better pack out shows, hitting the arenas.
See, I was saving this and now they want it. Kiss my goodbye in case I don't come back to make this concert. I stay wide open, devils out there, but I'm staying from it. They say I lost it, fuck, we'll see you ends up in that forest. Shit, I'm ticking boxes off this fucking list. Man, they don't know who they was off with, I'm jumping this. See, I be dipping through my city, bitch, get buckled in. So JK Bruzzy, this shit lovely, how we hustle chips.
They know who be running shit. ECB, our brothers from the south, you know we got it locked. Made a trip to SYD and set it up like Molotovs. Talk to my people if you looking for a proper boss. We got what you need and in the scene we steady popping off. Back then, I swear they were acting like we ain't exist. But we cooked up some hits and showed them what the flavor is. So miss me with that hate and speed. This for your neighbors' kids. They can all agree like JK47 made for this.
Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my
listen, cause we own one. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Now they wanna call and talk a minute, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers, reppin' no one. Get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers, reppin' no one. Go ahead and tell my enemies I'm ready.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Woke up thinking about last night. After all this time, you're still my type. You're in all my deepest thoughts, and I say it like I mean it. Oh. Get emotional, hey.
Chilling on a Sunday afternoon, Jessica Mowboy. Big shout out, sister. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. And speaking of sister Jessica Mowboy, performing here in Cairns on the 18th, and that's happening at the CPA, the Civic Theatre here in Cairns. So, to Delhi, that's the 18th. That's this Saturday, and booked out within a day. That's very sad for a lot of mob who wanted to go. Someone of Jessica Mowboy's talent should have been at the convention center, I thought. But there it is. But if you've got tickets, good luck to you. But if you haven't, then there it is. First in, best dressed. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's look at the news, the headlines. Australia weather. Every state and territory facing heat wave. That's across the country, likely to face a heat wave in the coming days as scorching late summer weather breaks the country. And a break in the monsoon has allowed sweltering air to build up in the Pilbara, which is heading across Western Australia and the Northern Territory to nations east and major cities in sight. Other news here. Charges laid after boy hit by bus outside Sydney School in Cobbitty dies. A bus driver has been charged over a crash outside a Sydney school that claimed the life of a teenage boy. Emergency services responded to the incident, which occurred about 2:50 p.m. on Wednesday outside MacArthur Anglican School in Cobbitty. A 14-year-old boy was found critically injured at the scene. He was treated by paramedics at the scene before taken to Liverpool Hospital in a critical condition. He died a short time later. A bus driver, a 54-year-old woman, was taken to the same hospital for mandatory testing. She was later arrested and charged with dangerous driving, occasionally death drive manner dangerous, and negligent driving, occasionally death. The 54-year-old woman was refused bail to appear at Liverpool local court on Thursday. Her license was also suspended. Sad news there. The system is broken. Police fear vigilantes as Toowoomba residents vent their anger over youth crime. Locals share harrowing stories at sold-out Queensland Forum, some admitting they had considered taking the law into their own hands. Other stories here. These are private Queensland islands are up for sale, but there are currently some up for grabs for around the same price as a Brisbane house. There it is there. So if you've got a bit of money, look at an investment. Sad news, Raquel Welch, 1 million years BC, actress and Hollywood sex symbol, died at age 82. That's sad news. Good inning, but a star of the century, you could say. What Sisuduko saw in the jungle changed her, now fears a dark history in repeating. Other headlines here. Russian bomber jets intercepted by NORAD near Alaska. Deep mistake. China accused of gross move as tension rise. The helicopter parents helping kids skip school. Big changes at Coles and Woolies. They're the headlines here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bullion here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too deadly.
With Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call on the net, daily number 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous scholarships available for our youth in New South Wales, 2023 Youth Parliament. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Deadly Brother, Ethan Floyd, who's an Indigenous youth Parliament participant. On the line, Ethan, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, hey, good morning. Yama Trev, how you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yes, I'm from the Wiradjuri Wailwin mob up in the central west of New South Wales. That's where I'm from originally. I grew up a lot on Wanneroo and across the Wabakal land, and now I'm living here in Sydney in Redfern area. on the lands of the Gadigal.
To Delhi, my brother, beautiful footprint. Acknowledge all those footprints and where you're standing. Thank you very much. And I'm talking to a future Prime Minister of Australia, yeah?
Oh, look, we'll see how that turns out.
So talk about this beautiful space and regarding Indigenous scholarship available for youth in New South Wales, 2023 Youth Parliament. You signed on a couple of years ago, and well, tell us your story and tell us about this fantastic Indigenous young youth parliament program.
Yeah, so I like to think I've come a long way. I mean, physically, obviously, coming all the way out from Dubbo out to Sydney. But also, I think personally, I guess, trying to make space for myself and create as many opportunities as I'm able to take when they come my way. And obviously, the goal is to bring as many mob as I can with me. I'm massively dedicated to empowering my mob and lifting up their voice and making sure that they feel seen and they feel heard in the spaces where they normally don't.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I think it's wrong that we're not heard. In places where we probably should be.
So this Indigenous scholarship with New South Wales 2020 Youth Parliament, it gives you a platform, does it not, in regarding, educating yourself in this space and a possibility of becoming a politician or give you a foundation to speak as a young black person and the future looks bright in that sense, having you giving you that platform, yes?
Yeah, that's right. The Youth Parliament program at the YMCA, it's all about uplifting voices. And what we've been able to see over the past couple of years is that we're empowering a lot of young voices, but not as many young black voices as I would like and as other people would like. And so what this scholarship is all about is about helping black kids get to the program and helping them take advantage of it properly. Because obviously once the program finishes, they go on to do some amazing things. They go on intern for governments and sure. They get scholarships to uni, and they go on to be able to get a massive platform for themselves outside of the program.
And so, with a young person who may be interested in the parliament or that platform, that industry as such, they get the scholarship. What does scholarship give them?
So, the Youth Parliament program, there's some costs involved as far as travel and accommodation while they're at the parliament. So, they do a full week or 9 days, roughly. In Parliament House, they get to debate each other on some pressing issues in their communities, and they get to yarn up about some really important stuff that's happening in the news and in politics outside of the program. And for young people, that's really important. But for some young people, it's not financially possible for them to pay to come and do the program. So that's what the scholarship's about, is about removing the financial burden so that they can then come and take advantage of it properly.
Is there a fee for the program? And what would the fee be?
The fee associated with the program is around $600, which sometimes students can go and get, or young people can go and get sponsored by members of parliament or community groups.
Okay.
But in some cases where that's not possible, where you're from, maybe a really rural or regional area, when you're from a remote community where those supports and those organisations aren't able to sponsor you, that's when we step in as the YMCA and say, we'll cover this cost and we'll be able to get you there so we can help you, lift up your voice.
And the duration of the scholarship, how long is that for?
For the entire length of the program. So it covers all your program costs, anything associated with travel and accommodation and food and any parliamentary stuff, and also anything associated. So young people have to sort of buy... as a young fella, you have to buy a suit to go into Parliament to look nice and schmick for
presentable.
For all the politicians that are going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the scholarship, how long does it go for, sorry, Ethan?
The whole length of the program, so 9 days total.
9 days. Okay, Roy, thank you. Covered. 9 days, okay. Is there a certificate at the end of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone gets a certificate of participation. There are some young fellas who get awards if they're speaking well, if they're taking advantage of the program and engaging with other young people. And everybody comes out of it with a certificate and also gets shared around on all social medias and emails to ministers and to parliamentarians.
Good.
So everybody's really clued in about who these young people are and where they're going.
So now with the Indigenous scholarship that's available, how do people apply?
So we apply through a form. It's available on the YMCA's website and all over our social media, so the YMCA New South Wales. You fill out your form with some details. We want to know about you, who you are, What are some issues that you think are really important in your community? How do you think we can solve them as well? So not only problems, but also solutions, and how you think we can start to look at some of these problems.
Yes.
And then we take those and we consider them, and we weigh up how much value can we... This is pre-recorded, isn't it, Trevor? I've fumbled that answer.
No, it's all good, all good. Continue.
All good. I'll start that one again. I'll kick off from... Yeah. Okay. So we look at the applications that they send in and the scholarship forms that they send in, and we think this young person really has a strong stance on this issue, and they're really clued into what's happening in their community. And so we want to uplift their voice and empower them as much as possible, and that's where we give out that scholarship.
And they put in the application or the topics that they want to talk about, what concerns them, and does that become a debate as such in regard to their entry?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, fantastic. So with that, the closing, when's the deadline for people to apply for the Indigenous Scholarship Youth Parliament?
The deadline will go right up until April, so we'll accept applications for the next couple of months. The program's going to kick off in a few months' time, and we'll accept applications for those scholarships right up until that deadline.
Okay. And what ages are we talking, Ethan?
Around 15 to 18, 15 so around to 18. High school age is what we're looking at.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Well, look, it's fantastic. It's powerful. And look, we as First Nation people, we've got a voice, and we do have youth, and youth are our future. So it's a great platform as such. Congratulations in the role that you're playing, and I can hear your passion in regard to this space. And we need more successes in Parliament as black people as well, as on the football field, my friend. So thank you very much, Ethan.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much.
All the best. You take care. Keep smiling. Be in touch, okay?
Yeah, you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is, Deli Yarn. Beautiful yarn there with Ethan Floyd. He's a participant in the Indigenous Scholarships for Youth Parliament for 2023. And, he got signed on board a couple of years ago, and now he's one of the leading members and pushing and advocating for young people to apply to be in that position. So do check that out and look at an opportunity, a career pathway in Parliament. And as I said, to Ethan Floyd, and speaking to the future first black prime minister of this country. And it can be done, can be done. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, and deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
Secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got a secret, babe. come and secrets go. Only one thing that I know.
Hey.
Secrets come and secrets go. Only one thing that I know. Got a secret, gotta keep it down low. Got a secret, babe, can't let nobody know. Got a secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got a secret, babe, can't let nobody know.
Yeah, Secret, Corey Theatre, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidiji Country. That's BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Looking at other news here for Indigenous news. Alcohol bans are returning to the NT. And some Indigenous leaders see them as a second chance nearly a year ago against the spectra of alcohol bans lifting in his community. Palmerston Indigenous village leader Philip Goodman offered his prediction of what would come next. And all hell's going to break loose, said Mr. Goodman at the time. He foresaw a return to what he refers to as the bad old days before alcohol bans were introduced to his community. On the outskirts of Darwin, 2007, when alcohol abuse ran rampant, his father and his grandfather were among his loved ones who fell victim to the bottle back then. In the old days, the drug impacted really hard on my community and still is, he says now. Now I'm happy the ban is back. It's not lifted anymore. It's put back into place, but I reckon we need more consultation and Aboriginal leaders such as myself and everyone around the Territory, right up to the Northern Territory government. Commonwealth intervention era bans lapsed in July last year, and without any system in place to help communities transition out, towns like Alice Springs saw a steep rise in alcohol-related crimes after months of refusing to reinstate the bans, and after weeks of national security over the surge in crime. The Northern Territory government backflipped on Tuesday night and passed laws to see the bans put back in place. Leader says it's time to listen. As the bans return to for dozens of Aboriginal living in areas across the Northern Territory, Mr. Goodman sees it as a second chance for communities like his to this time get things right. I reckon we should work with it this time round and try and make it stronger, he says. This time round, they should focus more on listening to leaders like us, our people, what we want, not what governments want. And Northern Territory alcohol ban revealed a hard truth. A political whirly-whirly has spun from Central Australia into Canberra's Parliament House. Now Australia has to once again reckon with the hard reality of alcohol abuse in the nation's red centre. It's time to do different things, but make sure we go down that track together as a professional level. On a professional level, working really hard to get it back to where it was. While Mr. Goodman is among those welcoming the return of the bans, others have voiced their disappointment over the decision. After the bans lapsed last year, Mr. Goodman and his community applied to the government to opt in and keep the prohibition, but he says early community needs to come to their own conclusion. The community subjected to the bans will now have to complete an alcohol management plan and receive a 60% of community consensus to be able to apply to transition out of them. Call for public forums on alcohol. Others in the Aboriginal health and justice sector agree with Mr. Goodman's sentiments that the conversation needs to take place territory-wide about what happens next. Olga Harvin, the co-chair of the Northern Territory's Aboriginal Justice Agreement, has called for the public to rums to be held to have the broader communities involved in the conversations. This is not just a problem for Aboriginal people, Ms. Haven said. Perhaps it's time for some sort of territory-wide forum in each of the regional centres to discuss a comprehensive alcohol management plan. What would work for? How do we manage this situation better? Dougman Waterman Elder, May Rosses, who lives with and works in Katherine, and said communities who wanted to see the management return of alcohol and transition out of the ban should be listened to. So there's a statement there from Northern Territory regarding the alcohol ban. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Maybe you can add to that conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.